Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time, and it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary, Summer Mary from the Bay.
And it's just regular Courtney from LA. It's been too long. These breaks of when Summer Mary is on tour just like really kill me because I miss hearing, I mean, granted, I talk to you all the time, but like I miss seeing your face when we do this.
Right. Well, and hearing my opinions. It's hard. I mean, today I literally just spent the whole day catching up because I didn't have
you had 2 weeks
access to a television.
You had 2 weeks of Bravo and like 6 hours of The Bachelor.
Oh, God, The Bachelor. Thank God that's over.
Guys, The Bachelorette is – this it's like jumped the shark this season. Am I going to watch Bachelor in Paradise? Yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
But – I'm skeptical about the next season of The Bachelor.
Wait, so the biggest news that happened while we've been gone.
Dun, dun, da-da, dun, da-da, da-da, da-da.
Tom in lieu are donezo. He, the bakery's closed.
D'Agostino, no, 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 no. Where were you, Mary?
There's no more cookies. Tommy's cookies are gone.
The bakery is no more. Where's Jacques? Jacques? Pirate? The 20-year-old from Tinsley's party? Where are you?
Lou is getting her fuck on so bad right now.
I know, but like supposedly she's like in the Alps hiking or something, like staying away from those paths.
So she looked great in the hiking photo that she uploaded.
With the jean shorts.
Yeah, I was like, oh my god, I can't look like that in jean shorts.
Nobody over the age of 40 should wear jean shorts.
That is such a hater comment. She looks wonderful and she can wear whatever she wants. She wants to Daisy Duke it up. She should with those gams. She looks great.
No, I'm not offended by her legs.
Oh, I'm good. I'm glad you're not offended.
But jean shorts. Like, you got to put on a khaki or something.
Her Bermuda shorts.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Like, Nantucket Reds.
Hey, Lou, you do you. I'm Team Luann. I feel for her.
I will never forget where I was when I heard about the divorce.
Where were you?
I was in Boston having the time of my life.
Right, Summer drinking dirty martinis.
Eating lobster rolls.
Well, how was it? Did you have the best time in Boston?
I had a fantastic Boston trip. I could move there. I could live in the Back Bay, like Tom Brady and Giselle. You know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think we could all live with Tom Brady and Giselle. They probably wouldn't even know that we're living in their house because I'm sure it's so big.
That's true, too. I mean, where were you when you heard about the divorce?
Work. I had to leave for a little bit. I had to leave the office and really take it in because I was like, is Page Six lying?
I got so many text messages. Our direct messages were like blowing up.
Yes. Thank you guys all. I like that you guys all like to keep us on our toes to make sure that we know the latest news. Like, it's very helpful. Granted, a lot of times because I don't have a life when I'm working while Summer Mary is out traipsing the world. I'm scouring the internet, but when you guys send us things, it like it warms my heart. My cold soul feels a little bit of Campbell's soup warm.
Totally.
Yeah,
totally.
So I feel good about that.
I like to have a little sourdough bread in my Campbell's soup.
Yeah.
And some butter. God. Okay, wait. Then I also heard that like the producers are so pissed at Luann because the reunion.
Where she
fucked up the reunion.
Where she wore her rehearsal dinner dress.
She wore the dress to the reunion. And now, it's like Andy's got to do like a separate sit down.
He has to.
An extent, like a reunion special, 15-minute special.
It's like remember when Kim Richards went to rehab and they brought her and Kyle out for a reunion to like get their take on, you know, mend the sister relationship? They have to do that with Luann. Luann's probably waiting for that. She's going to get a clubhouse one-on-one.
Absolutely.
And then they're going to give like 5 minutes to Tom. Like, remember they did that with Brooks and Vicky?
No, I think, I think Tom's done.
Where is Tom?
He's with Missy. Oh. That's what I think.
Oh, man. We'll get into that when we get into the episode. But I don't think there's any love lost between, like, they are destined, I believe.
He's still fooling around with people. So, anyways, then the other big breaking news was this week was between Tamra and her daughter, estranged daughter, Sydney, who went
erased
to social
family.
Media.
Erased family.
She went on social media and basically was like, I decided not to talk to my mom anymore because she's so selfish, wouldn't even leave us food.
She was embarrassing
care.
With what she did on the show. Like, and she was like, and I've asked her time and time again, please don't post about me on social media. Like, you can come to my graduation because dad wants you to, but like, please don't take photos. What does Tamra do? She uploads an Instagram. It's like, Tamra. But then Gretchen had to get involved too.
Gretchen chimes in. Oh God, Gretchen chimes in and is like, "Your mom's a mean girl." No, stay true to yourself, Sydney. And then Tamra gets hold of that and reposts what Gretchen wrote on Sydney's thing and was like,
remember, guys, though, we had to find this from our personal accounts because she blocked us on our Instagram account.
So this whole situation, I didn't like Tamara because she blocked us.
Right.
But now this situation, I don't trust the girl.
Nope. Mm-mm.
Yeah, so basically then she reposts what Gretchen wrote and then writes all these nasty things about Gretchen. And it's
calls
like,
her, like, childless, which is, like, rude if somebody's trying for a kid or maybe they're, like, not fertile or whatever. It's just that's a rude comment. And it's not very Christian.
I'm childless.
No, but she was doing it nope. to give her a dig, you know?
Yeah, no. And then it was, like, taken down pretty quickly.
Oh, did she take it down? I still, oh, yeah. Again, I can't see from our two judgy girls at TWOJUDGEYGIRLS.
You guys were trying to get 10K by Labor Day.
So if you're only listening to the podcast and not following us on Instagram, start following us on Instagram. We're better than
you
Fuck Jerry.
We're better you won't than the be fat disappointed. Jewish.
We're like the fat Catholics. Christians. Whatever. Besides the point. Okay. So, did you check out Life of Kylie?
Okay. So, I did.
Okay.
Because my sister was like, actually, it's not that bad.
Was she drunk when she watched it?
No, and I was. I watched it last night. I went to the Giants game. And then my sister put me in a cab at 7 p.m. and I came home and, like, watched all this TV. And Life of Kylie was one of them. And
she's like, I've never worn a prom dress. I'm like, oh, have you ever been to the Met Gala? Like, you've worn a prom dress in your life. Have you ever gone to a movie premiere? What about, like, the opening of Kylie Cosmetics? Like, get out of here.
But it was different. But I felt like I got upset because I feel like she sabotaged the prom and, like, she was the queen.
Made it all about her when it was about Arthur.
Arthur.
Yeah. She's just so vapid. And, like, when we're getting so many confessionals, now I'm obsessed with her face because I can't figure it out.
It always looks different. I mean, she always looks like she's 40, but...
Like, she looks...
The lips go up and down.
Yes, and, like, her hairline, I'm like, is Tokyo Styles giving her wigs every single day? Like, what's her real hair look like? Like, what does she look like when she's not... When she's just, like, cool, Kylie.
She's just being Kylie?
She's like, I just, like, I can't believe the private plane's not gonna take off. And I'm like, we cannot do two episodes of this a week.
I can't do, like, a commercial flight because I get anxiety from all the paparazzi.
Yeah. And she's like, do my hair. Victoria is this. She's like, Victoria, can you, like, pet the dogs or something? Did you hear that during her confessional? I was like, this is, like, your sister's wrong.
Okay, sorry.
Your sister's wrong. This show
Fine.
Is horrible.
And I watched it in a little bit intoxicated last night, so I might not be a good judge either.
I mean, now if there's nothing on, will I maybe, like, get into it? Sure. But, like, what I would rather watch?
Wait, what I did watch last night, and mm-hmm. I, like, got teary-eyed, mm-hmm. Sweet Home Oklahoma.
Sweet Home Oklahoma.
It's so endearing.
I love them.
So honest.
They're just, like, if we lived in Oklahoma, they would be, we would be them, they would be us.
They're just, like, 10 years older and, like, have gotten married and now getting divorces. So they're just, like, right. 10 years ahead of us.
Right. So I just really like them. I think that they're just, like, they're fun. They don't take themselves too seriously.
They're living their truth.
Yeah. And, like, that's what we should all be doing.
Is Pums asexual? What's the deal with that? I literally...
Married.
I scoured the internet trying to find her ex-husband.
She doesn't have any social media.
No, she has no social media. And so I tried to look for him and there's, like, no pictures, but I think he was a lawyer as well. Mm. And their house was only $400,000, the one, and they went bankrupt a few years back.
Wow. Interesting. This is good. This is all good to know. I hope she gets her house back.
Well, she got a new one.
I know, but I want her to move back into the neighborhood.
Oh, to Nichols Hill.
Yeah.
Nichols Hill. Nichols Hill or whatever.
You really went deep in there.
I deep dived last night. I was like, I just thought they're just really endearing. Not like that Malia chick from Below Deck.
Malia? Like, you guys, I'm just like a super cute girl and you can't hang.
Like, no.
Hey, Adam, fuck you. Wait, you're not going to say goodbye to me? Don't invite her back, Andy. Okay, let's talk about from Below Deck. Who would you bring back for another season from this cast? Max, well, Max, definitely. I loved Max this season.
I agree. I'm a loyalist.
Yes.
So I'm always going to go Hannah and Bobby for sure.
Right, I agree.
Adam kind of, he came around for me. Okay. I think Malia really played him. I'd prefer my good friend Ben.
Oh, yeah, you guys are good friends.
The British man.
At Benstagram.
Yeah, I think they can get rid of, though, Bugsy. Bleh.
Oh, God. She's like,
Bugsy, we worked so hard.
And she's like, I shouldn't have taken the second stew position when I wanted to be the chief. Like, no shit. No shit. You're the worst. You're the worst. She also dyed her hair brown. Now she's a loser.
Totally.
Totally.
Your hair's brown.
Whatever, but I'm also a loser because I am on the internet and or watching Bravo. So whatever. Besides the point, I just don't like Bugsy.
Yeah.
Wes is like, Wes is so cute. I love Wes, but he's a little too normal. Like
he was too good of a guy.
Yeah.
I needed more drama.
Like, remember Eddie from regular Below Deck? That Rocky and him, they like hooked up in the washer machine, like the laundry room.
Oh my, Rocky was bipolar.
Rocky,
and she, like, was like, remember when she jumped off the boat?
She's
and,
like, I'm out of here.
She was like running away, quote unquote, swimming away.
Like, where, like, you,
there's nowhere to go.
Like, you forgot your mermaid tail. But no, so remember Eddie? I remember thinking, like, Eddie is just like, he's too like nice and sweet for this show, and then he started doing Rocky and then denying it, and I was like, ooh, Eddie is not such a good guy. But like Wiz is like too good for this show. Like, he could be like a captain. But I really
I think I see that in his future.
I really like Sandy.
I agree.
Sandy really came around for me this time. I really enjoyed her. I'm excited for the reunion next week.
I agree.
All right, shall we just jump into Orange County?
Oh, let's open the gates.
Do do do. I thought I knew. I have this song in my head, but I actually can't translate it. So just, you're getting,
it's like creepy. It's like Desperate
Housewives. Yes, I don't know what it is. It's just not
okay.
Good.
Get your oranges out, guys.
Okay.
So, I can't believe I'm going to say this.
Oh my God! Don't. I don't know if you should.
Megan King Edmonds is my favorite character this season, besides Shannon. But I think she is the only one being honest. And she's the voice of reason this season.
Okay, here's the problem I have with Megan. Is she the first person to have a baby?
Well, thank God she has Bridget.
Oh my God. She's
her,
like,
cousin to be her nanny.
She's like, oh my God, having a baby is like so hard. It's like, I thought that Jimmy would want to stay home. It's like, Jimmy told you he wasn't going to stay home. But like, I thought he would have once he saw how cute baby Aspen is. Also, what the hell was her shirt? With it was like an off the shoulder.
I know exactly.
Blue and striped shirt. Yeah, it was like a blue and white striped off the shoulder. And then she like was like, but you know what? This isn't just right. Let me throw on a gray knit tank top over it.
I think I don't know if it was like a combo.
No, it was definitely a one piece outfit. But like, who made that?
I don't. Probably something expensive that we can't afford.
I know. It's probably from Fashion Island in Newport. And she's like, no, it's great.
And then everyone's just like, God, she looks so good. It's so annoying.
Yeah, it's also like she's 30.
I know, and Shannon's like, I know, she's the same age as Brianna. Let's never forget that.
She's the same age as us.
I know.
But we don't actually have bodies like Megan, but we look
never
like,
will.
Oh my God, we're
never
Brianna.
Have, never
we're
will.
Brianna's. We have thyroid problems too.
I tried to have one. It didn't work. Okay.
Anyway, so we digress.
But so sweet. Then I love how like Shannon orders the tequila and Megan's like, well, I'm pretty sure you don't gain 40 pounds in 8 months from food and alcohol. It's called your marriage. bitch.
No, yeah. And she's like, I mean, 40 pounds bad. I was like, ooh, Megan giving it like it is. I'm into it. Megan's always been the voice of reason. I feel like she's just been kind of boring. Like, she's too normal.
Well, my friends call me, because I'm a really good stalker, they'll be like, oh, Megan King Edmonds. That's what they call me as my nickname. I'm like, thank you. Because remember when she would call Brooks's doctor's office to see if he was there?
Yeah. You know what, that's a good, you know what my nickname is?
What?
Helen Keller, because I can't see her here. So...
Oh, I have another funny story. So my friend today, she like met this guy over the weekend, like, and she lives in California and he lives in New York, and she
met up, him like, here.
Going... No. She was in New York for the weekend, and she ends up, they really hit it off. They go out to a restaurant this one night, and she, I was like, so what's his last name? Because like, we got to
obviously
get out of him.
Right.
And she's like, I don't know. I'm like, how do you not know that? And she's like, so she's like, I called the restaurant today to ask them what his last name was. And I was like, no. She was like, yeah, they said they would have given it to me. They had already thrown out the receipts from Monday night. I was like, please stop. She's like, so then I called his office.
Stop!
She's like, no one picked up, though. She's like, I'm just trying to figure out
the
last name.
They probably have caller ID at the office.
I know. She blocked it. Come on. We're smarter than that. We're better than that.
Star 67. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. So, first off, if you just give me 3 minutes, I'll find that person in 2.5.
I tried to help her. We don't have – he's British, so that's kind of been the problem.
Well, you do LinkedIn.
No, she tried.
I know. Give me a first name.
Okay.
Text me a first name and a company, and while we do this, I'm going to find him. I'm just calling you.
Okay. So then we go to Hawaii with Lydia, which this casting this season, Peggy, like, and Lydia.
First off, it should have been Judy. Judy Booby McLaughlin. Judy's boobs are out of control. But it should have been
really
her.
Are.
It should have been her over Lydia, and they're like, oh, Sterling, I heard you were talking about sexy lady.
I've heard kids in my class say the word sexy, and it is always funny when you ask them, what does that mean? What does sexy mean?
What does sexy lady mean?
Well, to them, it means when you kiss a lady naked. And then they were like, but okay, guys, because, you know, Jesus loves sex. I was like, why are you telling them this?
I also think Lydia's really stupid, because then she was talking about how she wants Doug to get a vasectomy, and she kept saying how she wants him to cut his balls off. And I was like, so let's discuss how vasectomies work.
Wait, let's also discuss if you're a Christian, mm-hmm. is that allowed?
To get your balls cut off?
Yeah.
Well, again, balls aren't actually being cut off. And yes, I believe you could get a vasectomy. I don't know. They didn't have the technology when the Bible was being written.
No, I know. But I'm just confused, because, like, she was basically wanting him to do that because she doesn't want to be on birth control.
Right.
But, like, if you're a Catholic, you're not allowed to be on birth control. Mm.
I was just
confused.
I'm also in the camp that Doug was not a virgin when he married Lydia.
That was mind-blowing to me. How were they married at 21?
Well, if you recall from this previous season she was on, they were in, like, a Bible group, and she kept, like, trying to, like, get his information. He kept blowing her off, and he, like, wasn't into it. And finally, he started giving her the time of day, so I bet he Googled her and realized how much money her dad's worth.
He was a smart, noble man.
He was a noble man. Yes, exactly.
He was a noble man.
And I'm sorry. He was not a virgin.
Okay.
I'll say.
I'll agree with you.
I mean, he doesn't deny. He doesn't confirm or deny, which means he's denying it. Okay. There's logic to it, I'm sure.
Well, then that conversation was also uncomfortable, because she was like, so, like, when you don't want to cut off your balls because you're going to marry a 20-year-old? And, like, he did not say no.
Yeah. I was like, just, can we make this stop?
Yeah.
Like, let's just make it stop. Okay. So Peggy has to go, but, like, Deco can stay, because, like, I don't know if I should admit this.
Oh, you think he's cute?
With the backwards cap. I thought he was really cute.
Okay, I do not see that. I think I would tower over him.
Well, yeah, no, Mary, I'm not saying, like, I'm the new Peggy. I'm just saying, like, I was like, oh, all of a sudden maybe he's risen on the list of when we ranked the house husbands last week or two weeks ago.
Fair enough.
I'm going to be honest, though, he's didn't because there's still a big gap. But I like him better than I like Peggy.
Agreed. She's just not meshing. No. I think they're definitely trying to, like, play up the Armenian thing because they're, like,
I also don't think they're that rich.
Kardashian fans will come in.
Oh, interesting. Do you think they're rich?
I do, yeah.
You do?
I think they have real money. It's like Tamara's poor. Shannon, something weird's going on with those finances.
Yeah.
Vicky, apparently, they're so rich that Michael needs to get a prenup to someone he's dating.
Mm-hmm. And make sure you're using birth control.
Oh, my God. That was so uncomfortable.
Okay, what's been your favorite, sorry to cut off ADD, mm-hmm. obviously, but like what's of a top five Vicky moment?
Okay.
One of my favorite Vicky moments, I'll start, is when Vicky decides to surprise Michael at college and just shows up on
at Boulder.
Game day. She shows up on game day at Boulder and he's like with cameras and a 12 pack. And she's like starts crying like, "You're not excited to see me."
I know.
And then the night ends with her doing a keg stand.
Michael may have Asperger's.
Oh yeah,
but
for sure.
There's something weird about him on the spectrum.
He also just hates this.
Wait, remember when Brianna was in high school and she was dating that boy,
Kobe? Colby.
Yes,
Colby.
And she would just show up on dates. And she'd be like, "Mom!"
She'd be like, "Brianna, did you save any chicken parmesan for me?"
The best are these flashbacks, though, when she always has
to
the
her
party.
Old face.
Oh my god!
Oh,
but the party's at her house, and then she has a party at her house to receive her own trophy, and then she falls. So good.
When they were showing, first off, the movers to the new office broke all of her stuff. She apparently She did not write fragile.
She did not write
fragile on any of the boxes. So they like all come broken. She's like, I worked so hard for all of these. I worked so hard. And that flashback, I wanted to cry just like laughing. It was like the old face, 30 pounds skinnier, and just she missed the step. Now, I too once missed a step by a pool and I ended up looking like the Phantom of the Opera because I scabbed my entire left side of my face.
I don't remember this.
Well, I was like, no, you wouldn't know me at that point. It was not alcohol induced. It was like it was like elementary school.
Oh, true. Oh, I got that.
Yeah. But I can relate to Vicky. We'll post our favorite memory.
The OG of the OC.
Yeah.
See you at Andalais.
Okay, so also I don't know if you've ever seen Amy Sedaris's character Jerry Blank. Do you know who I'm talking about?
No idea.
Well, that is Kelly Dodd's mom. And I'd like to I will send you a photo of her while we're still talking about this just so that you can see what
I've seen Kelly Dodd's mom on the show.
No. What?
Okay, I just got a little bit confused.
Do you need something? Are you stuck?
No. I felt bad that whole retirement scene. And I get it. You know what? I don't want to do anything all day either. And that's why I haven't left the house. And this is the first time I'm having human contact with someone.
Yeah, I think it's more of Kelly's own insecurities. I also sent you a text of the photo. I'd like you to take a look at it when you can. I just also feel like it's Kelly's insecurities. Like Kelly just wants some alone time, right? She's like, Michael's in her face all the time. Her mom's always there. Do you see the resemblance?
Absolutely. She was like SNL character.
No, but like it was a different TV show. But yes, guys, look up Jerry Blank. Amy Sedaris and it's Kelly Dodd's mom.
How did Michael make his money? Because he doesn't work.
Remember Leapfrog? Like the kid, you should know.
Yes,
Leapfrog. He either started it or he was like the CEO or he was something big at Leapfrog and sold it.
Because I love their house.
Their house has been on the market for like over a year. Nobody wants to buy it
because it's overpriced.
I'm not sure, but I think that we could all pull our money together, and by we all of you listening as well.
And like we could like make it into a Bravo TV house.
Oh my god, yes. We will just line the walls with TVs. And we'll play old seasons, new seasons, every show.
That sounds like the best.
And it's going to be like a silent disco. And it's silent disco, right? So you just put on your headphones and you pick which TV you want.
This is brilliant.
And the floors are going to have beanbags. Or memory foam.
Okay. And then, like, we'll order Postmates and drink rosé. And all day. Only wear robes.
Yes, and not talk to anybody. You're not allowed to talk to each other. Like, you can laugh at the same thing, but you cannot talk. Silence all the time. There's a noise ordinance all day.
That this sounds great.
This is perfect. Okay, so let's all go back. So Kelly calls Tamara.
Oh, yeah. So this whole thing, I'm like, I appreciate Kelly. You own your shit. You apologize and you're trying to make amends. Her and Tamara go to coffee. It was pretty uneventful.
Yeah, it's just I think Kelly. Well, so like last week she talked about it, right, where she was like, Shannon has Stockholm syndrome. And the only way to get to Shannon is to get through Tamara. And right. I think it's true.
They're doing the puppet master puppeting.
There's a new master in town.
Sure, whatever.
Okay. But I'm just like, they're like, they literally both of them said like three or four times, like, can you believe how hot it is? Like, wow, it's so hot. I'm like, oh, this conversation's going to go just swell.
Yeah.
Just
and well. Then they were like, and did I tell you, by the way, I got my vag rejuvenated.
It's like, Shannon, or what's her name? Tamara's probably like, oh, that was so season four. Okay. So I guess the main drama of this week is, so back to when Peggy called Shannon because Peggy's getting a new car.
Right. A yellow Lamborghini.
Which I'm like, she's like, I want yellow. I'm like, yeah, because it's the cheapest color car. Your white car comment is actually wrong. Yellow is the cheapest color car to buy.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Because nobody wants it.
Exactly. She's like, I really want a yellow Lamborghini. And Deco's like, smart move. Like, we can't afford the white ones. We can only paint half the car white. The other half has to be black. And she calls Shannon. And Shannon's like, I'm so sorry. I just want to tell you, I'm so sorry for the way I reacted. The quiet woman. I didn't mean to tell her. Read between the lines, you fucking bitch. And it wasn't my fucking plate of food. It wasn't my plate. I'm just so sorry. And Peggy's like, Shannon, it's okay. And she's like, no, it's not okay. I'm just so sorry. This is not who I am. I didn't want you to see me this way. I'm just fat. I gained 40 pounds. I am 70 pounds. Like, I am, Vicky Gumbelson is in my stomach. She's like, Shannon, do you want to come to my car unveiling? She's like, I would love to come to my car unveiling, but is Vicky Gumbelson going to be there? I have to decide if she's going to be there. I can't be there. She's costing me too much drama. She's like, no, Shannon. And then at one point, Shannon goes, wait, are we saying goodbye right now? Is this what we're doing? We're going to say goodbye? She's like, Shannon, I'm going to hang up the phone. Goodbye.
That was a really good impression. That was a very good impression. And you really highlighted how annoying Shannon is about talking about her 40 pounds heavier. Like, we get it, Shannon. You've gained weight.
We get it. You're fat, Shannon. I'm fat, corny. Yeah. I only talk about it all the time, too. But I don't blame Vicky Gumbelson. I blame the pizza.
No, okay. So then Tamron and Shannon, they don't go to the unveiling. And it's like, that was pretty funny. Peggy gets the yellow Lamborghini. Tamara got a pink bike and Shannon got an elliptical. I was like, oh God. She's like, David got me an elliptical. I was like, oh.
Because I'm Team Kelly and not Team Shannon. I did really like the relationships between those two couples though. Tamara and Eddie and Shannon and David. Like, I think they like truly because like get along.
David and Eddie are sleeping together?
Whatever it is.
Okay.
I mean, you know, the gay allegations will come up later this season.
Yeah.
David has to get it from somewhere. And he can't keep cheating with women, so he's getting it from Eddie.
Snap. Snap.
Okay.
And then the final yes. scene.
Yes.
I actually loved how they did the flashbacks of Vicky apology tour 2016, cuz she did keep on apologizing and they haven't forgiven her. They hold a grudge. And
well, you made an interesting point, by the way. OC is so like tired now because it's like remember how we were saying they don't want to film together. Like, it's like the series is getting tired here because they're not like New York.
Well, they can't move on and they can't. They're just, they hold the grudges. So it will be really interesting, the Iceland trip, when they're all together and have to be together.
I heard it did not go well. And I heard Baby Aspen made the trip.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I also heard, I think Vicky gets like a medical emergency there.
Of course she does.
Right.
It's like cut to the
desert.
The glamorous trip or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, ow, I can't move. They're like, don't move your neck. She's like, what? Okay, sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go back to the apology tour.
So then basically, you know, Megan is like standing up for Shannon and Tamara. And just basically she's trying to explain it to Peggy, and Peggy has already,
and the gaslighter of Lydia keeps asking questions like, oh, so you are friends with Tamara and Shannon?
Right. And Peggy has already chosen her side because she just loved the comment that Vicky said about helping her during her mastectomy.
When she was like, you went to Ireland with Vicky? I don't know what accent that was. I was like, do not pretend like you bitches do not watch the previous seasons.
Why do they always do that?
I've never heard of this show. I'm like, oh, okay, so is that how you do, like, with any job in your life? You're like, I've never heard of your company. Please pay me.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, but then basically Peggy just says to Megan,
yeah,
put your lips together, and she grabs her mouth. Gently. Mm. And like,
we don't,
like,
know the actual force, but that's fine.
Zip it. Zip it. Bite your tongue and shut up.
If anybody ever did that to me, I would break them.
You said it. You said there would be beaten on more days than Friday.
There would be beat. Like your husband is not beating you just on Friday. Any day that ends in Y, you are going down. You do not get to physically touch me like that. Especially the first time I'm meeting you. No, D'Agostino. No.
It was also interesting how they all went to this event and, like, nobody knew Peggy. The only person that knew Peggy there was Vicky.
No,
and Shannon! And Lydia was there.
No, Shannon knew her from The Quiet Woman!
No, but Megan had never met her. Right. That was the first time Megan met her and she fucking touched
her. That's what I'm saying. The first time I meet you and you touch my face, you bet I am slapping your hand so fucking fast. And I am saying some choice words.
Right.
Threatening the life of your children. But, like, whatever. Besides the point, don't do it again, Peggy.
She's a one and done.
The series might be done. Like, Tamara's played out.
I think they actually need to get rid of Tamara. I think she's like, has a boring storyline, and like, her energy is just, I'm done with her.
And she's like, poor.
Yeah, it's boring.
Like,
I think
she's not a shitster. She's a, like, secret shitster. Like, she's just not fun. Like, we get it. Like, you work out. You eat food just to, like, get your body going. Like, you love God, but not your daughter. It's like, we get it.
No, what they need is, like, one of, like, Shannon's, like, old school friends.
Like a USC friend.
Yeah.
One of her Alpha Chi Omega sisters.
Why don't they just, like, bring on, like, Heather McDonald or something?
Oh, God, she's the most obnoxious person. No, she's the worst.
Okay.
She's the worst.
I don't know. They need one of, like, Shannon's good friends. So then they would have Shannon, her good friend, Vicky, and Kelly. And they could all whoop it up.
But everybody needs to be older. Like, the fact that Lydia's only 36 and Megan's 31, they're too young. Megan's going to go branch off and she's going to do Real Housewives of St. Louis.
Yeah, we're excited.
That's perfect. And then Lydia's going to go and Judy's going to come on.
No,
Judy and Ryan are gonna have lunch together, and he's gonna tell her, take off your fucking shoes.
Don't you put your shoes on my couch, god damn it. I saw you disrespecting me.
And Brianna, after the party for an hour and a half, I got a towel and a bucket of water, and I scrubbed that couch. And I was like, no, you didn't.
It was like, everyone's wasted in glitter dust and voila, fairies and rainbows.
Speaking of other people who have lived in a fairyland, let's move on. I'm talking about Lou and her fairyland.
Lou lived in her fairyland. Okay, what is going to be her tagline for next season?
Okay, tell me what you think.
I'm back to Countess. Well, not really. I'm looking for new cookies.
Okay, I got one. Money can't buy a class, but I can get you a divorce settlement.
I know, their prenup must have been so good.
There's no way she has one.
Oh, absolutely.
She married for love.
No, they both have prenups.
Oh, really? You think so?
Yeah, because she has that, especially when you have kids and stuff.
Oh, wait, like, let's talk about her kid for a second. Breakdancer Noelle.
Noelle that's 20.
He's hot. Yeah. I mean, it's inappropriate. Yeah. And, like, Ramona was into it. And all Luann's probably thinking is, like, oh, God, Carol went for Adam the chef. Ramona cannot go for Noelle.
Seriously. But and, like, her friend, like, thought it was her boyfriend.
Yeah. And she's like, no, it's Noelle. And I'm like, this kid, but he could date Avery.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. But you I know like what? That. I also, though, get, like, a really weird vibe between him and Victoria. And, like, it makes me feel like there's, like...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like, after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com, and love the skin you're in. I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Ouai. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Ouai products. I'm a Ouai girly, but be fizz free with Ouai. You can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
Some cruel intention shit going on in that house.
No, I think Victoria's like a lesbian. She's definitely experimenting. She's like Sonia. She's like,
Sonia was on one. Okay, let's go back to last week's episode because that was like too good to not talk about.
The final Mexico episode. I literally was dying of laughter today.
I was so sad that when Mexico episodes ended, like this was by far the best Housewives trip of across
all
any
time,
season.
All time. All
like,
time.
It beats Sonia, Scary Island. It beats
Sonia was
yeah.
the horniest little lady I have ever met in my life. And
she's like, I want to have sex with me.
She wanted to sleep with everyone. Carol's comment about, she's like, yeah, putting back on her her bikini was like spaghetti. like putting
and the fact that they put Bethany's bikini on her too, I was like, because again, Bethany had to get naked.
So, okay, Bethany strips down. Ramona shows her boobs.
Wait, she shows her boobs to Carol, and Carol's like,
then so Sonia gets naked. Wait, and literally Dorinda's like, I never fucking get naked. She's like,
I never
go
nude.
Out of the bathtub. I'm never nude.
Yeah, never nude.
Arrested Development.
Yeah, she's like, go blue. I blew myself. I'm never nude. She is a Tobias Funke. But the best part, so Sonia like gets naked and Ramona goes like, she didn't do anything about that bush. And I'm like, didn't we just see like 3 episodes ago that she was like getting shit lasered? Like, what happened?
Well, I mean, you have to do quite a few sessions. Clearly, it hasn't worked completely.
Her gardens are gray.
Gray. My gray garden.
There's nothing gray about these gardens, except for my pubes.
And she, like, fully admitted that.
And when she tried to, like, sext, or, like, she was, like, trying to do, like, sexy time with,
oh,
with
my God, Frenchie. The FaceTime.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was, like, nobody wants to see your cellulite in your bathing suit. Like, not that there's nothing wrong with cellulite. It's just
no,
like, this is
I
not
would take,
sexy.
I would take any of their bodies over
I was
my
like,
own.
Just, well, I just, no. I just was like,
let's rate their bodies.
Okay. So I also wanted to do a rate. I also wanted to ask who you think has fake boobs on the cast. Definitely
well,
Bethany
they said
and Ramona.
It.
Oh, they did.
Yeah, they said Bethany, Ramona. I think the only two that have natural boobs are Carol and Tinsley, which I'm shocked Tinsley's are real. She said they were disgusting.
Oh, right. From all her breastfeeding?
No, what I mean, she's like 41. They get saggy.
Oh, okay. I just didn't. Okay, whatever.
But I think everyone else's are real.
Okay, best body.
I mean, fake.
Okay. Luann's are fake? She doesn't seem. She has some nice. Hers are nice then because they look very natural.
I think they all get like a lift.
Okay.
As I'm lifting my own boob right now.
Like as I'm like 18, 31. 18, 31. Okay, best body. Number one is Luann. I think she is the best bod of all of them.
Really?
Yes. Why? Where would she rank on yours? Who's the best bod for you?
I hate to say this.
Bethany's body is not great.
It is. She's Bethany, super tiny. She's got nice biggie boobies.
Did she get bigger boobs? Her boobs were like out of control this past episode. And that black push-up dress at Tinsley's fuck you thank you party, that was like, they were like in my face. I was like, I'm getting like poked in the eye with your nipple right now. It's like, good thing this TV isn't 4D.
I think her waist is so tiny that her boobs are really big.
I just don't think Bethany has, like, she's skinny, but she's too much for me. Like, there's been episodes where I see where it's like she doesn't have a butt, but then she's got like a little roll. Mm. Like, she's got an Anna's body. Because she doesn't.
True. That's anorexic, guys.
Thank you for the. Thank you.
I call bulimics Mia's.
Oh, okay.
Bulimia, Mia.
I got it.
Yeah.
I'm jealous.
Carol has a good body as well.
Carol has a good body, and Carol's got a great fashion sense. I actually think Dorinda has like a good 50 whatever old body she is. Like, right. She's got a good bod. Sonia's is not a bad bod.
No. Ramona's, they all have pretty good bodies. Ramona in real time right now, like via her Instagram, looks really good.
Oh, her face.
Well, she's Benjamin Button, right?
She's like, Benjamin Button. Like, all right, drunk Dorinda. She's like, I stabbed myself with a knife.
Drunk Dorinda. I am drunk Dorinda. Any of my sober thoughts.
You're New York in general. Like, that is your franchise.
That is my franchise. And yeah, any of my sober thoughts are going to come out when I'm drinking. So I just try to get them out before I drink.
Yes. But here's the thing. Dorinda wasn't wrong. All she would say is like, Bethany, you don't always have to be on. Like,
right.
You've been successful. Like, you are who you are. But like, just like, let's chill out and let's have a good time. And Bethany's like, everyone's jealous of my success with my skinny girl.
That storyline has got to go. Like, don't feel sorry for yourself because you're like, a fucking millionaire.
Literally,
shut up.
Nobody cares.
Shut up. Put your boob in your mouth.
But, like, nobody's jealous of her.
No. No, Dorinda's genuinely happy. She just drank too many dirty martinis. Also, when did she get so drunk? She was fine. She was helping Sonia, and it was like she had a cocktail hour in her room and just comes down wasted.
I think that's what happens. Literally, she just – well, because remember, Bethany's like – my favorite thing about it too, right, is like Bethany's late to dinner again. She's like, I'm late to dinner. You're late to dinner. Everybody's late to dinner. If I'm the first one that's here at dinner and I'm late, how are you all so late? And I'm like, Bethany, you're still late.
Right.
Like, you don't get to talk shit to everybody else. And Dorinda's like, it's vacation time.
Gosh, guys, we're just from vacation. So settle down. Have our dinner and stab ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah. The whole, I don't know how she stabbed him. And they're, like, still, like, kind of having this fight while, like, Bethany, like, tourniquets or, like, her hand, like, stopped the bleed. I'm like, this is just, like, what's happening?
Yeah, it was too much. And then Dorinda isn't completely owning it in the morning. Maybe she doesn't know completely what happened.
Yeah, she gave she apologized too much. Like, there, that apology was like, I'm like, Dorinda, you've just like lost.
I'm so sick of them all bowing down to Bethany. Like, I mean, Ramona was just bowing down to her so much. I enjoyed their makeup in the pool because it was like,
oh my god.
So let's just drown your issues because I'm over it. Like, we got
all
like,
I don't know. I don't know. And Bethany's like, you don't know. You don't know. She's like, I don't know. I don't know. Does that make me a bad person? And like, while this is all happening, people are like naked, and I'm like, this is why this trip is so good.
Bethany literally had the most intense heart-to-heart soul moment with Ramona, and she was completely naked in a pool.
Yeah, it was surrounded by noodles.
Let's just take a moment to respect that.
Okay.
Okay.
Moving on.
Moving on.
Okay, so the Rose and Thorn conversation at dinner.
Like,
first off, I love that it was like, just Luann's like, my Rose is my husband. And everyone's
like,
God.
No!
Bethany like tries to jump off the edge of the building. Like,
Dorinda literally takes a butter knife and is slitting her wrist.
She's like, I'm going to open this wound up even more from the night before.
And then there was like a big fight about Palm Beach versus West Palm Beach.
Yeah.
And West Palm Beach is not Palm Beach.
And that's not where Tinsley lives with her mom.
No.
No. Tinsley was so drunk.
Well, they kind of out her basically, like saying she starts the vodka at 8:30 in the morning. Okay. Which, remember I said a few weeks back, I was like, Sonia was having breakfast and she was having a Tito's and cranberry.
Tito's and cranberry is her jam. Clean. Yeah. Clean. She's neat. An alcoholic. Oh, neat. Whatever. I don't know the cool terms. Whatever. What do we think about her and Scott?
So Scott's lost a lot of weight in real time.
They were at Lollapalooza together. So they're still together. Coupon cabin.
I say they just had like the finale party. I think, you know what? If he can deal with someone that acts like they're 16 years old and dresses like it and drinks all day, go for it. I'm looking for someone to put up with me as well.
So he kind of looks like her ex-husband.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. What's his name? Topper?
Topper. Like,
she's into blondes.
She likes a chubby, unattractive guy.
But I think the Scott guy is pretty adorable.
No, like, I think, like, no, but that's why I feel like Topper's probably kind of the same. Like, he's just, like, adorable, but's got money, you know? So yeah. It's better. And he, wait, so it's very interesting.
Where can I date Topper?
No.
Where does Topper live currently?
I don't know. You'll have to look at him. Probably, like, West Palm Beach.
Oh, no.
I'm just kidding. Well, so this is what I found interesting, though. So right in the beginning of the episode, Bethany and Carol are talking, and like Bethany's like, great matchmaking skills. And then people are like, oh, maybe it's like living in Sonia's house. You find a man, you know?
That was the best. Ramona's like, I'm just going to sleep here on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays.
And Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Anyways. where was I going?
They call it the boom boom room. It's literally her daughter's bedroom, and they call it the boom boom room, and it has good juju.
And dolls. Because remember when Tinsley was like, can I move these dolls? And she's like, they're my daughters! How could you?
Yeah.
But okay. But Bethany's saying, like, you're such a good matchmaker. And they're like, oh, they'll probably get married soon. Like, I wonder if they're saying I love you or whatever. And then, like, nonchalant, the editors kill. Like, New York
they're
has
the
some
best.
Of the best editors. Shed Media, whatever you guys are doing, you're killing it. Then, like, juxtaposed with, like, Tinsley getting ready for the fuck you, thank you party. And Scott
in her,
calls.
In her
oh, yeah.
$7,000 a month freaking hotel room.
Which
and
is amazing.
Who's doing the makeup for her?
Priv.
Oh, my God. They got to get rid of this Priv thing. But sorry. The telephone conversation. Go ahead.
So, well, he's like, hello, sweetheart. And she's like,
I'm so nervous for this party. Like, I have to give a speech. And, yeah. Everyone thinks it's a fuck you, fuck thank you.
And she's like, he's like, oh, sweetheart, you're going to do great. When would you like me there? She's like, oh, my God, like, as soon as possible.
She's like, I can't really talk, though, because I'm, like, doing my makeup and I'm on speakerphone.
She's like, and my curls, like, my signature curls are being done right now. And he's like, okay, I'll be there as soon as I can, sweetheart. I love you. She's like, I
love
you,
too.
And I was like, what? They've had, like, five dates.
I know. But
I'm into this it, though. I get it.
I'm praying this happens to me. Like, I meet a
but
guy.
But, you know, what they say is, if it sizzles fast, it fizzles fast.
Oh.
So, I just want you to think of.
Okay.
Well, I might have made it up when I had a relationship like that, and it sizzled fast and fizzled fast, and just, you know, I'm trying to.
That's a good one. I just
it's, it didn't end actually, but it didn't end well for me, so it's not that good of a one. But okay, let's talk about the NHL player.
Oh my God. And she's like, so I'm like always like a monogamous and now I'm just dating. And this,
she's like, I'm dating. What? So I'm dating and I'm eating skinny girl turkey and I'm getting a roast beef sandwich for my new friend with his tooth out.
Okay, that scene, I was like,
yeah, why don't you talk about it? You had like, firsthand.
Okay. I go, he's cute, great. And then all of a sudden I realized he has no tooth. I'm like, what the hell is going on here? And it's like he had the retainer tooth. And I'm like, Dorinda described it best. She's like, it's like looking at the sun. Like, you can't look away. You have to.
It's like a car crash. It's that morbid curiosity. So word on the street, I did some searching. So he was married. His wife was pregnant. He left her. He's now dating the girl from Flipper Flop. Remember the one that, like, her husband was, like, beating her or whatever? Christina?
Christina and Tarek, yeah.
He's dating Christina now.
Oh, very interesting, because I thought he was really cute,
by the way.
That Christina and Tarek were going to try to work it out.
Well,
apparently not. She's into this hockey player. Okay, I like this.
Are you
reality
into it?
TV coming full? It's like too much.
And wasn't there like rumors that she was going to be on Beverly Hills this season?
She's such an OC girl.
Oh,
she's OC. That wow. I could do that.
Okay, you'd be into that. Okay,
they gotta work on that cast. Andy, get on that.
Okay, so let's discuss Lou and Tom playing tennis.
How is he already better than her?
She's like, I'm such a good teacher with my statement necklaces in my forehand. I'm like, God. And she's like, I tried really hard to make this work.
Him at that party, though. Let's just go into the party.
Yeah.
But before the party, I was really hoping that Dorinda was going to wear the dress that John bought her that was the Beyonce dress, and it's actually a wedding dress.
Okay, I have to
and
say.
Literally, Dorinda's like, hell no. Like, that's never going to happen.
She's like, John, I use you for your Coke and your alcohol and your dry cleaning. I don't need to marry you.
I know. And I love, this was my favorite line of any housewife. This could be a tagline.
Okay.
I don't get lonely. I call it freedom.
Did she say that?
Yeah, she was like,
that's amazing.
She's like, I love that he only comes over 2 to 3 days a week and like I do my own thing. She's like, by Fridays, I just want to go to the Berkshire. She's like, I don't get lonely. I call it freedom. I was like, amen. I am so free.
And like Hannah, the less I see of him, the more I like him. Like, we've only seen him like 2 or 3 times and it was enough.
Yeah.
I'm okay with him when he just does it that. But even when he was like presenting the dress, he's like, but like, I felt like he was like gonna do a burlesque show for us like unveil the dress. And I was like, all right, John, we get it. The cameras are here. Also, right. I saw a photo of him skinny.
Yeah. Not they were just bad. Like in the Bahamas, like feeding pigs.
Oh no, he's still fat there. Because at that point I was like, which one's the pig and which one's John?
But I knew there was gonna be some type of joke like that.
Okay, back to the party. So, yeah.
Then we go to the Thank You, Sonia party. There's literally Thank You, Sonia t-shirts that say XOXO Tinsley, because she's a gossip girl.
It's like Betsy Johnson 1997 party.
Totally.
And so Tinsley's like,
Carol stayed true to the time. She wore the gold MC Hammer pants.
She's like, do you love it? And she's like, oh my God, I love it, Carol. And there is some sexual tension between Tinsley and Adam.
Oh.
And now he's moved out of the apartment. He's got space. Oh, I think they've broken up. Are we sure? We always think this.
We've said a lot. I mean, I hope it's true.
So basically, one, it's like a broken clock is right twice a day. Like, we're like, if we just keep saying it enough, eventually they'll be broken up.
The best thing there was that Lou had hooked up with one of the waiters that was Noelle's age.
Well, you know, when you got it, you got it.
I guess so.
Okay, so I thought that this party, first off, Sonia's like, I'm not going to this fuck you party. And she's like such a bitch when she comes, finally shows up.
Oh, and her hair was such a disaster.
She got hammered at her house. She took one of those claw clips and like stuck it in her hair and was like, let's go, Frenchie.
No, I think she like fucked the shit out of Frenchie, like with her hair already done, and then was like, all right, I'm just going to the party like this. She shows up with her like Cruella de Vil fur and is like, I'm going to be hot tonight. I'm going to be spicy and on fire and not like, I'm going to be rude. This is a fuck you party. I'll show you. And then like, and then basically Tinsley like gives a speech and she's like, oh, this is so sweet.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, it's actually, this is nice. She's like, I don't want your Sonia Rita. I don't want your gift. And then she's like, okay, I'll just keep the $5,000 gift certificate to Bergdorf Goodman. Sonia's so excited. She tried to stick it up her like vagina. Like she's like, that's how she like charges cards back in the day. She's like, right through her lip or something.
Credit card.
I was like, Sonia, like stop sticking the envelope up your cooch.
No, she just got really sloppy towards the end.
Also, like, Eric okay. Goldie was there.
Eric Goldie will like every photo of ours on Instagram, but will not follow him. I messaged him today and said, hey, Eric Goldie, you like all our photos. Why don't you just give us a follow? 10K by Labor Day.
Let's see if he's read it yet.
Pretty sure he has and he doesn't care.
No, it does not say seen. I think it's in his requests, you know, his secret requests that you can't see it. Damn it. Either way. Okay. Also, Tinsley's sister's name is Dabney.
What
not
was
Daphne,
that?
Dabney. Like what? Dab and then what connects yeah, the bottom knee. Part of your leg to the top part of your leg.
right.
Dabney.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
Harry Dubin's there. So yeah, so then Tom and Louis. Tom is such a brave motherfucker to come into this party and like openly do this in front of his wife.
I mean, he clearly, like, okay, so I also read this thing that, like, Missy and Tom broke up because she walked in on him and Lou.
Right, that's what they said, that she, like, walked into the Regency still thinking they were dating and he was with Lou.
No, I heard, like, in the bedroom.
What? How does that happen?
I don't know. I don't know. That's okay. What I heard. And that clearly he just got, like, so caught up in this relationship. It's like,
or the
does
fame.
Lou have a magical vagina?
I think she does. Lou is pretty great. I mean, she can attract all types. She can attract pirates. She can attract Frenchmen. She can attract
20-year-olds.
She can attract 20-year-olds. Yeah. Like, she's like, you fuck the help. You don't date them. Remember that with Carol and Adam? Didn't she fuck
like,
Eric
Noelle, bring over your friends tonight. Mommy hungry.
Mommy needs some cookies.
I like chocolate chip.
Yeah,
this
she's like, Noelle's friends cookies. She's like, Lou is like a hardcore smoker in general. She's like, yeah. You ever smoked after sex? The guy's like, I can barely buy cigarettes.
But it was like really weird how Tom, like, he's like, I get choked up when I see you, and she's like, the feeling is mutual, and then he takes off his microphone.
What do you think?
Did she have a microphone on?
I don't think so. I wonder if there were like booms in the room.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, I don't know. The whole thing's very interesting. I'm sad for Luann because I feel like it's just like so embarrassing.
She dug her own hole.
I don't know. Sit
in your wedding dress one more time.
Yeah. So do you think that Sonia is going to work it out with Frenchie, or do you think she'll go with her backup plan, Rocco?
I think she was in Paris most of her summer, and she met the parents, and I think she's enjoying the ride, but I think he's taking her for a ride. Like, does he really own a hotel, or is he the manager of the hotel?
He's like, oh, hotel? Like, no, bed and breakfast. No, I mean my parents' house. Right. That's where my friends crash. Sometimes I stay there, and when they go out of town, I rent it as an Airbnb.
Right. And then...
So then they do the end scenes, you know, of like, where are they now? They spell Tinsley's name wrong, which makes me very nervous for her next season.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they spelled it T-I-N-S-E-L-Y.
Oh.
I want Tinsley to come back.
Yeah.
This cast is perfect, and I think they need to keep it as is.
Yeah, and Tinsley and Scott are moving in together in the fall. Carol's got this New York marathon thing. Mm-hmm. Bethany's waiting on permits.
Well, Bethany is just like the whole, it's her setting up her show with Frederick.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, oh my God, maybe I want a cartwheel in here. I don't know. Maybe I want to sell, but I'll never get a deal like this. I think I should just flip it. What do you guys think I should do? Doesn't matter, because I'm going to do whatever I want to do because I'm Bethany.
Right. I did like Ramona's, like, kind of like she came to and was like, I'm just really scared that I'm going to, like, not be married again and, like, be alone.
That was a nice touch between the two of them.
Yeah. And, you know,
they're better as friends than enemies.
Yeah, yeah. But Ramona's dating someone right now, so.
Yes, she's very happy.
She's calmer. He calms her.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, Sonia was just a mess at the party at the end, and that was, like, a typical season.
When they, like, ate the cake, and she was like, nom, nom, nom. I was like, oh, my God, pull it together, Soñarita.
Yeah, God bless her.
I just want Tinsley. I want Tinsley back.
Who do you relate to? Who do you think you're the most like on that cast?
Oh, God. I don't know if I want to be the most like anybody on that cast.
I'm Dorinda. I'm Dorinda. What are you doing here without Dorinda? And I have a touch of Sonia.
I'm probably Bethany, aren't I?
No, you're not that controlling or like OCD.
I'm Tinsley. I do like the good old 8 a.m. OJ.
You.
I don't think I like anybody on this cast.
No, you're not. Huh. What, like, Real Housewife do you relate to?
Callie Ben Simone, maybe.
Yeah, right.
You're, I'm not a Sydney jogging. Bar shop.
Oh, God.
I once ran a half marathon, Mary.
No,
I'm joking. In 2014.
More so than I can say.
Whenever I go out on, like, a first date, right? Like, you know, I'm always trying to put my best foot forward, literally. Totally. And so I'll be like, oh, yeah. Like, we'll talk about, like, oh, you know, somehow, like, maybe San Francisco gets brought up or something. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I, like, ran a half marathon. They're like, oh, you run half marathons? I'm like, yep.
I just go, yeah, that qualifies.
Yeah, I go, uh-huh, yeah, I've done it. Yeah, I'm probably going to start training for one in the future. Yeah, it's great.
Totally.
Anyway, so let's talk about you. Like, I just hate it so much. Like, I try to, like, yeah, I'm athletic. They're like, it doesn't show in your pants. I'm like, I know, it's called a FUPA, right?
Oh, yeah, so today I downloaded Hinge, and I've just got deep into Bumble today. I go in spurts like this when I don't leave the house.
Yeah.
And, like, literally, the guys were, like, so active on it. I was like, no, thank you. Like, if you have a six-pack, ew.
Yeah.
You gross me out.
Yeah. I agree. Wait, oh, my God. I have a ridiculous story to tell you. So remember how 2 weeks ago I told you about my ghosting story for the guy that's moving?
Yes.
Well, in another saga of Courtney's embarrassing life.
Mm-hmm.
So 2 days ago. Oh, my God. Was it yesterday? No, it was 2 days ago. So 2 days ago, my friend texts me, hey, ? And I'm like, hi, ? And she's like, hello. I'm like, where are we going with this? Like, what's going on? She's like, you texted me, hi there. And I'm like, no, I did not. She screenshots it to me. I then have a coworker saying, why did you? She's like, hi, we're sitting next to each other. I'm like, what are you talking about? Somehow my phone got hacked and was sending out random text messages just of hi there to people.
So clearly
it texted the guy that ghosted me, hi there.
Ugh.
And he responded, hello, like, hey, how are you? How's it going? My response was this, no, not you. And I was,
it's
like,
always the people you don't want to
I know. And I'm like, I'm sorry. And then I had written on my Facebook, like, hey, if I wrote you this message, like, I love you, but no, right? So I screenshotted that. And so I sent that to him, like, no, literally, like, my phone got hacked. I'm not, like, being creepy. But however, I was creepy because underneath that was a photo of me and Tom Brady, who I'm obsessed with.
That you photoshopped.
And I photoshopped my face onto Giselle's body. And so that sent with the text.
And of course just, it did. Of course it did.
And so then after I had to also write, okay, I know I said I'm not creepy, but, like, I'm just a tad creepy. But, like, please just ignore the photo and just, like, go with it. And he was like, ha ha, bye.
You're like, thank God you moved. Thank God you moved.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, anyways. So I just feel like when you feel like your life's bad, I'm sure I have a dating story to ruin. Oh.
And when you feel like your life's bad, just call me.
Okay, let's.
I can one-up you anytime.
Okay, let's quickly just go into The Bachelorette because it's finally over.
Our last topic.
Our last topic. It's finally over, so we don't really have to ever discuss it again until we want to discuss Bachelor in Paradise next week, but, like, whatever.
We will definitely be VIPs. Yeah. But I like
VIP is a VIP.
I unfortunately could not watch the live finale, which is just – to rewatch a Bachelor finale is just terrible.
Right.
So I fast-forwarded a lot, but I did like her, like, watching it with the audience because they didn't have, like, after the final rose, and I think it made a lot more sense.
Well, this was still 3 hours long.
It sure was, but it
– So this is why, though. I have a theory of why everything worked out the way it did, right? So they decided to do it this way because there was no suspense – of Brian proposing to her.
That is very true.
So, like,
they have already said she was engaged. That's the point.
Well, and because when her and Peter broke up, there was no, like, who's getting out of the limo first, you know, and that's you're always seeing who gets out of the limo first, and that's who ends up, you know, getting cut first. Well, she had nobody to cut.
I hate it when they have the two guys come down to the end and they literally make the guy just confess his love. It is so brutal. So
it's cringeworthy.
It's totally cringe. You're inside turtling the robe.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Turtling in your robe for sure. But, yeah, I just don't like – Eric, I really liked Eric. And
I think he has a good shot. Just the way that he went out was first class.
I would like to agree with that if he was white. I think that the Bachelorette, they tried to go with, like, the first black Bachelorette, and I think that backfired in ABC's face. Like, I do not think that they got, you know, a different demographic watching. I don't think that they achieved with whatever it was that they wanted to. Like, they made it too big of a deal that she's, like, black. It's like, cool. So are so many people. It's not that big of a deal. But I don't think that they would do a back-to-back black Bachelorette Bachelor, and I think when they do a black Bachelor, they're not going to address the race card at all.
Okay, so that's... basically Peter's nailed it.
Yeah, because Dean's too young, he doesn't want to do it. I think Peter's got it in the bag if he wants it. Now, who else though would you consider from this season? Like, who else would they
do? This is why they're also not saying the current Bachelor, which they always do on the finale night, because they
not for this season though, not for the Bachelorette, because they always do. They didn't announce that it was Ben until a while. They didn't announce Nick until after Bachelor in Paradise, or like the last week.
It was Luke. It was Luke until.
But they didn't announce that though. But yes, you're right.
Right. But so basically, I think they're going to see who's getting really well received on Bachelor in Paradise. And I think if Dean is like just such a fan favorite, they might give it to Dean. It just depends
I also
on how...
think, you know, who I think could be a front runner too? Wells. Yeah. Yes.
You've said this.
I know. But I just think, I was not thinking about the Bachelor in Paradise card. And I think because he goes on it, I think Dean is too young, which is going to spike what age they can do for the Bachelorette, the girls. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's too young to have only 25 and under, really.
Yeah. I also do think it could totally be Peter because...
I think if Peter wants it, it's his.
Yeah, he is gorgeous, but he is too level-headed. Like, I love that he did stick to his guns and was like...
I have a theory about this, too.
Well, he didn't want to win.
Right.
But he also, I think there was this part of him that he's so good looking and he's 30. So how old is he? 35?
Oh, I don't know. I don't even think he's that old.
Oh.
I'll Google it.
He's pretty gray. He's pretty salt and pepper. But, you know, he's very level-headed. Mm-hmm. It was so awkward to watch that because.
He's 31.
Okay, so it was just so hard to watch because it's like she would have given it to him if he had just given it to her.
She was so into Peter. Like, I always had this thing that she would pick Brian because he was, like, more achievable.
He's the playa.
No, but I just thought, like, Peter is
the
so...
The playa.
Peter is so, like, perfect, right? He's, like, so good looking. He seems to have, like, a really good head on his shoulders. You know, he put in his yearbook he wanted to be on The Bachelor. Like, he's just hitting every mark. Mm-hmm. And, like, I think for her that I was thinking, like, it's too perfect. Like, she's going to be insecure the whole time, and that's why she goes with Brian. I didn't realize it's because she wanted a life of mediocrity.
I know. That was, like, pretty... awkward.
And then she was like, I'm living my best life. And I was like, okay, I know. So she is not upset at all.
There was some, but, and then like her and Brian, that's
Brian just wanted to win. Months. Oh yeah, yeah. That's not ending.
He's
well.
So slimy.
He's so, I, she well, by these kisses.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, she just wanted to get engaged. And so I have a whole theory on things, right? So if she didn't get engaged, she'd be the first Bachelor out of 14 seasons to not get proposed to.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I have this theory that, because remember, you know, Peter was like, I walked by your fake lashes for 2 days straight. And he's like, I couldn't bear to pick them up. I'm like, he's probably like, these are disgusting. I'm not touching these. Usually, they send the contestants, right when they get eliminated, they send them home. Like, remember when Nick got eliminated from Andy's season and he was on that plane and... that whole like, recorded that whole thing. So they blamed it, like, the reason they couldn't do the engagement right away was because of inclement weather. I think what happened is, so it was like 2 days from when she talked
they were
to Peter.
Giving him time to see if he'd come around.
Yep, that's what I think. And he didn't, and he, you know, he, well, he, like, whatever, you know, he did his thing, like, I'll do it if you want me to.
Oh,
but like
always, like the worst. Like, no, I want you to take out the trash because
I want
you,
you
to take.
I
out
want
the trash.
You to want to take out the trash. And like at that point, Rachel should have just said like, okay. It was very also reminiscent of Desiree's season. Remember when she wanted Brooks, and then he left? Did you watch that season?
They just like all They're start all the, to mesh together.
Yeah. So she wanted Brooks really bad and he was like, I just can't do this. So he left the show. So she basically like settled with Chris. But now they're married and they have a kid and they have a great life in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows? Maybe Rachel will end up in Miami with Brian and his overbearing mother and they'll live happily
and
ever
learn
after.
Spanish.
Yeah. Hola.
¿Cómo estás?
So, okay.
Andales? ¿Dónde está Andales?
Okay, so would you say then that Rachel did settle?
110%.
So why, okay, why do you think she got rid of Eric then, really? Because she didn't seem super into Brian.
They also, it's just like so how the producers play it. Like, you don't really know what happens behind.
Yeah.
They show what they want to show. They want to make a good TV story.
Yeah.
And I really think they wanted us to love Eric. And I...
As a potential Bachelor suitor?
Or maybe he won't be at this season, but like a following season.
Yeah, I'm curious.
Or like
with
a
what they'll
Bachelor
do.
In Paradise guy.
Well, I'm curious because I'm surprised that neither Peter nor Eric are on Bachelor in Paradise. So I wonder if they're holding out for...
It's all just about the responses.
Yeah.
And like, Courtney, we are nominating you to go on the next season, so.
No, I'm too old.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I'm too old.
Peter's 31, you're 30.
31.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. God, I'm going to be 32. Shit. I keep on just saying I'm 30. I, like, forget.
Yeah, I know. I do.
32 in November.
I feel like it's the same, right? Once you hit 30, it's all downhill.
Check. Okay.
Oh, God.
I got to go drink some rosé.
Yep. The Thursday scaries have hit Mary. All right. Thanks. If you've stuck with us this long, thank
Send
you.
Us a review on iTunes. We are, like, loving reading them so much.
Oh, the reviews are so good. Send us DMs, too, because we love to hear your opinion. So if you guys want us to talk about something next week, please DM us and let us know. This is actually what we want you to do. DM us who you are as a housewife.
Yes.
Who your spirit animal is of a housewife. We'll post it on Instagram too so that we can get some feedback there. Okay? Thanks, everybody.
Love you guys. Thanks for judging with us. Summer Mary dies on Monday.
Thank you.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.